Campus.
In der Schweiz, da hat eine Gruppe von ForscherInnen der Eidgenössischen Technischen Hochschule Zürich eine Formel entwickelt, um einfach gesagt aus Plastik Gold zu machen. Ja, ihr habt richtig gehört, es geht tatsächlich um die künstliche Erzeugung von Gold und zwar 18-karätigem. Wieso, weshalb, warum? Wir haben vor der Sendung mit Versuchsleiter Dr. Raffaele Metzenga, Professor für angewandte Chemie der ETH in Zürich, gesprochen. Raffaele, let's talk about your study. You created an 18-karat gold with a plastic matrix. What properties does the plastic gold have?
Okay, so basically what we have done is replacing the alloy, which is the other component, which is typically blended with gold to produce 18 carats gold. So typically copper is used. We have replaced copper with plastic. So the most remarkable properties is that we go from a density of 15 gram per cubic meter to say between 3 and 1.5 gram per cubic meter, depending per cubic centimeter, depending on what is the final porosity of the material. So if the porosity is zero, by replacing copper with plastic, we go to around 3. So it's 5 times less than normal 18 carats nuggets. If there is some porosity, we can decrease to about 1.5. So the density, the difference in density is the most remarkable change in the properties of the nugget.
Where this light gold can be used, in which industries, for example?
So the motivation was really to create a niche for luxury, jewelry, watchmaking industry to produce a new form of gold, which is much lighter, but still has the property of a glassy plastic, you know, so that you can use, you can cut, you can reshape, you can polish. So a hard material, but which is 18 carats gold.
Easily explained, I think every alchemist in the Middle Ages would be jealous. How did you make the gold?
Okay, so we use a colloidal approach. So we start from a colloidal suspension of in water of gold, the single crystal, which are produced by chemical reduction using milk protein. So we have colloidal single crystal of gold in water, and then we add latex, plastic latex. So we have now an hybrid colloidal suspension. Then we add salt to make the system to gel. And then we have a gel of latex and colloidal single crystal and a little bit of proteins. We replace the water with an alcohol, and this becomes an alcohol gel. And then we go with the supercritical CO2 in a supercritical CO2 chamber, because supercritical CO2 is fully miscible with alcohol. So when you use high pressure, you end up in a gel where the liquid is a mixture of alcohol and supercritical CO2. You remove the pressure and then you remove all the solvent and you get the dry form of the gel, preserving the shape of the gel. So if you mold it into a given shape, this will be basically the final material. www.kölncampus.com